Hats off to the Detroit Lions, a great team. We knew that it was going to be a challenge coming in here today. And our guys did a great job of fighting throughout the entire game. But, you know, in this game, there are no moral victories. There's no silver lining in the loss. So, you know, we did a great job for the most part. Like I said, our defense did a great job of holding those guys to 6 points. They had 10 points off turnover. So, you know, we're going to just continue to make progress from here.
That would, you know, be a nice win for you guys and just be that close and still can't really get it done, even though you guys played fairly well.
That's very hard, and you never like losing, you know. And we have that hate-losing mentality around here. And but like I said, we knew that it was going to be a challenge coming into this game. Those guys are very stout up front. But, you know, we let one slip away. We can't turn the ball over twice. Can't miss field goals. So, for me and this team, we're just going to continue to try to get better.
Can you talk about the interceptions and then how frustrating were they in light of you got off to perhaps your best start this season before you threw those two balls?
You know, you try to have short-term memory when you throw those interceptions. And no, the first one was a bang-bang play. Charles just wasn't able to make a play for the ball. I think it sailed a little high over his head. But, you know, that's one of those throws that I make 9 out of 10 times in practice. Then the second one, you know, it was just a horrible throw. You know, I was late. You never want to be late throwing an out route, and I left the ball inside. So, you know, I just have to continue to work. Like you said, I was off to one of my best starts. This team, we were off to a great start today. We came out with the high tempo today, and, you know, the guys did a great job of executing the calls, executing the plays, and doing everything we asked them to do.
The throw to Charles, he got tripped up a little bit. Do you think if he hadn't gotten tripped up, he would have been able to get to that?
I think so. I believe so. You know, like I said, that's one of those throws where I complete that 9 out of 10 times in practice. And, you know, today we just missed on it.
You've talked about, you know, the coaches and even you needing to remind yourself to kind of let it rip in some spots. And I know early in the year when, you know, you had some adversity, you said maybe you tried to be too perfect. But it looked like today that wasn't really the case. It seemed like after those two interceptions late in the second quarter, you came out once you got an opportunity in the third quarter and wasn't as hesitant. I mean, you kind of see the same thing as well where you were just kind of not really having that same I need to be perfect mindset.
Yeah, you know, like I said, try to have a short-term memory. And when I come off the field on the sideline, I have a great group of guys, whether it's Matt, Scott Turner, or Christian Ponder. You know, those guys do a great job of just, you know, reminding me, hey, you know, have a short-term memory, move on to the next possession. And plus, it happened in the first half, so we were able to just go in at halftime, make adjustments, and come back out and play a solid second half.
When we talk about that short-term memory, but when it comes right at the half and you got 15 minutes to think about it, is that difficult? Or?
It's not difficult at all. Like I said, we have great leadership on this team. So they never let us, you know, relive the past or anything like that. They always just tell me, hey, you know, forget it, move on to the next possession. You know, used to have a second half, 2 quarters left to play football. So today was one of those deals where the guys just came up to me and just told me, hey, you know, hit that restart button and come out in the second half and, you know, play your game.
There was a time in the fourth quarter, I think you guys had a 2nd and 28. It was extremely loud in there. What's going through your mind at that point?
No, just try to get half back because, you know, just try to get a completion. You know, we would have another down to try to get a first down. So, you know, our guys did a great job of, like I said, executing the calls. It was pretty loud in there today, but we did a great job. You know, I don't believe we had any false start penalties or anything like that. So, you know, for the most part, the communication was good.
Happened on that delay of game penalty there late in the game with, you know, 5 seconds to go, whatever it was?
You know, the play clock went so fast that, you know, it was pretty loud in there also. So I had a difficult time just hearing the play call. But, you know, like I said, all throughout the game today, we did a great job just communicating, whether it was from the sidelines, coaches calling the play in the no-huddle situations, or me getting the calls to the guys out on the field, the offensive line echoing the calls of protections down the line, and then the wide receivers echoing the plays that we were running.
How important was that 5 yards, though? I mean, it seems like it was enough to maybe knock you out of your comfortable range of getting that Hail Mary down there?
You know, we trust that Blair, you know, is going to make those kicks, you know, even though it's a difficult situation. But, you know, Blair's a great kicker, and we just try to give ourselves the best chance of winning, you know, the football game today. And it came down to a field goal, and, you know, we could have did a better job. Like I said, I missed a throw to Jarius. You know, if I hit that throw right there, it makes the field goal much easier for Blair.
That played in some other ones.
Just kind of reinforces how slim the margin is in this league. I mean, obviously, you know, played high competition in college, but you can maybe miss that pass and still win the game.
Yeah, you know, this is a game of inches. And I believe if I complete that pass to Jarius, you know, like I said, it makes the field goal much easier for Blair. And it also gives us more chances to, you know, move the sticks and everything, take shots down the field, try to get the ball in the end zone. But, you know, it's one of those deals where you miss it. You can't do anything about it now. You know, we just have to shift our focus to Miami Dolphins.
What did you see in the Lions defense in preparation leading up in, you know, both Coach Turner's as well? But it seemed like you guys were going to a lot of those spread empty sets. What was the decision there to try to attack him like that? Because it seemed like you had some success when you did that.
We just wanted to spread those guys out today. We knew that if we got on them, whether it was no huddle, play action, naked passes, or sprint out passes, just moving the pocket, changing those guys' rush lanes. And our guys did a great job, whether it was Matt in the receiving game or in the running game, in the no huddle situations. Matt did a great job of just, you know, running with force today, running with power. Our offensive line did a great job today. And, we just executed at a high level, but we didn't do enough to win a football game.
You guys are 0-5 against the NFC North, but last couple games, Green Bay only beat you by 3. Today, Detroit, the co-leader, barely beat you. What confidence does this give you guys competing in this division moving forward, you know, the Green Bay game, Detroit, the last few weeks?
You know, it gives us a ton of confidence. You know, each week our guys show resiliency. You know, and today, like I said, our defense only gave up 6 points. They got 10 points off turnover. So, you know, as a team, we're doing a better job of just competing with the guys in this division. And, you know, we're going to be pretty excited for the near future. But, you know, we still have 2 games left this year, and we don't want to look too far ahead because, you know, we know that tomorrow isn't promised. So, just going to take advantage of these last 2 games and try to get better as a team.
The momentum that the offense is kind of building, is it kind of disappointing that there's only a couple games left to try to see how far you can continue to grow as a unit?
Somewhat. But like I say, I'm proud of how far this team has come. You know, we've grown as offense. We've grown as a team. And, you know, we're just getting more and more comfortable playing with each other each Sunday and practicing with each other throughout the week.